everybody. So, 2015, July 1st, it's legal. We did it. We actually did it. It's done. We're going to make it better. Russ talked about all the areas that we've got to make better, and Russ has actually got my banner. Thanks, Russ. I've gone, in the course of my career, I've been doing marijuana politics, marijuana policy, and marijuana law for the last 15 plus years. I've gone in the course of my career from doing almost exclusively criminal defense. Every day I would wake up and deal with somebody who had gotten busted, somebody who had had to talk to the police, somebody who had a friend in jail, a parent in jail, a child in jail. There were so many people every day who came to me because somebody was in jail, was in custody, was facing court, was facing jail, was facing prison, was facing trial. I can tell you today, I have less than 10 criminal cases right now.
Yeah!
Wow!
Okay? That's a big change. Most of the work I do at this point isn't for people who are looking at going to prison. It's for people who are looking at opening a business, paying their taxes, being an above board member of society who can walk into an establishment and say, yeah, I'm in the marijuana industry. That's what I do. And that change in the last 15 years has been monumental. I remember when people even mentioning the word marijuana, people would walk away from you. People would literally distance themselves from you in public. The other day I was on a flight. I was coming back from Colorado. I was coming back from the High Times Cannabis Cup. And someone on the plane said, hey, I think someone has a skunk on board. And called a flight attendant. It was a very nice older lady. And she said, I think there's a skunk on the plane. And the gentleman behind her started laughing. And about half the plane started laughing. Because almost everyone on that flight was coming back from Denver, from the Cup, to Portland. And they, and the flight attendant looked around and she said, now, it's illegal to have marijuana on the plane, but I'm sure that everyone who had marijuana back in Denver left it in Denver. And we all went, yes, flight attendant, of course we left our marijuana back in Denver. And someone explained to this very nice lady that's what marijuana smelled like. And we all went about our day and laughed. No air marshal jumped up. Nobody was in handcuffs. Nobody was on the ground being searched. Nobody was detained from the flight. None of those things happened. And 10 years ago, all those things would have been happening. Okay? So I want to tell you today, I am so happy to be here. I'm so happy to have spent time, effort, and energy with all of you wonderful people getting to where we are. And I'm so... Thank you. And I'm so happy that moving forward, we're going to make things better. Legalization's going to come. Legalization's going to get better each and every year. And it's going to require each and every one of you who's here today to do the same thing that we've been doing for years and years and decades. And that's fight. And that's stand up and say, you know what? We're responsible, productive members of society. We choose to use marijuana. We may use that instead of something else. We may drink a beer and have a joint sometimes. But for everybody who wants to be a responsible adult marijuana consumer, this is what freedom is going to look like. It's going to look like a world where you don't have to look over your shoulder. It's going to look like a world where you don't have to call me at 3 a.m. and have someone bail you out of jail because you had 29 grams instead of 28.3. That was a felony last year, okay? A felony. That meant that you were a felon for a very long time in the state of Oregon. You were on probation, you were paying fines, you were paying in a cup. As of July 1st, you're gonna have a half pound of marijuana in your home. And I agree with Russ 100%, okay? I think marijuana consumers should be treated equally. I think we should have the same rights, and that's gonna take some time. But you also need to remember, there are places in this country where 8 ounces of marijuana will send you to fucking prison.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're going to be in a place where that's not going to happen. And what we've got to do is we've got to work here to make it better. And for those of us, and I don't know if you know this, but given I'm wearing a seersucker suit, you might have guessed I'm from the South. I'm originally from North Carolina. There are places where marijuana is still deeply illegal. The amount of marijuana that you're allowed to possess in this state can send you to prison for the rest of your natural life in the state of Mississippi. Okay? No parole, no probation, no nothing. You're going to prison and you're staying there for the rest of your life. So for everyone who's lived here, everyone who's grown up here, everyone who's worked so hard here, whenever you talk to someone who's not from here, make sure you explain to them that it's possible, it's workable, you can make changes. We saw Oklahoma and Georgia both pass medical marijuana bills this year. Let me repeat that. Oklahoma. Georgia. Both southern states. States that we did not expect to see any traction. And they're not perfect bills. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to pretend they are. But change does not come in one fell swoop. Okay, things are made day by day. This plaza was not made by every single one of these bricks instantly materializing in front of us, okay? This plaza was made by people, one brick at a time, putting these bricks in place. And the only way that we move forward, the only way that we make this happen, is that each and every one of us works each day to make things a little better. Every day I wake up and I deal with marijuana law. There is not a day of my life that I have not thought about or dealt with marijuana. Okay? And I'm not asking everybody here to do that. I'm not asking everybody here to be an activist every single day for 8 hours a day. But if you can be an activist for 5 minutes a day, even something as simple as calling your elected representative when you're listening to Russ's show, something as simple as sending an email once a week, you know what? And if you can't do that, donate some money. Put it on your credit card. Make it an automatic deposit. Make it an automatic every month. You don't have to think about it. What is it worth to be able to walk down the street, have an ounce of marijuana in your pocket, and never have to think about a cop arresting you ever again? Okay? That's important. Finally, there are still things that can get you arrested. There are still crimes. Most of the people I represent, most of the cases I deal with, they are high-level cases. They are the sort of cases that most of you will never contemplate, will never consider. But frankly, if you've ever bought marijuana on the black market or you've ever received marijuana, it had to come from somewhere. Someone had to grow it. Someone had to make it. And there's a bunch of people who've been taking a lot of risks over the years. And a lot of those people are the people I represent and the people I still represent. So, one thing I want to remind everybody of is how to be safe, how to stay out of trouble. I'm sure most of you have seen one of my cards or one of my lighters, or you've seen Paul's card, or you've seen Paul's lighter, and I just want to remind everybody of what it says. Because frankly, even if you do have a legal amount of marijuana in your pocket, it doesn't mean you've got to consent to a police search. It doesn't mean you've got to talk to them or deal with them if you don't want to. I always tell people, remember to be polite, and we're going to go through it. So, am I free to go, officer?
If I am being detained,
I do not consent to any searches, and I want to speak to my attorney prior to answering any questions. I give these away. I put myself out of business every day, and that's my goal. One day I hope to not have to do this for criminals. I hope to be doing this for law-abiding citizens who want to make the world a better place and share with their community. So, remember this, if you need a lighter, grab them from the table, I give them away for free.